Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 261 of the Milk Bar. Jason's over here with you this week, and you've made it in.
I know. How many weeks has it been since we've been together, Jason?
Well, I've seen you a couple of times.
That sounds a bit rude.
It does. I saw you in West Park over the weekend.
I know.
Because we were giving out
Fleeting.
Stuff and doing the show thing, kind of thing. Because I was hosting the stage for
yes.
the...
Handed out many badges and many leaflets.
Yes, so hopefully lots of new listeners. If you have joined us and you were down at Compton the Park, hello and welcome to you. Good to have you with us. This is the kind of stuff we do. It's all a bit mad. It'll all kind of make sense. What's coming up on the show this week?
Well, we're going to be having a look at a vintage garden party, which is on this coming weekend, and we'll have Helen online to go through that with us.
Yeah, funny all about that at Bantock Park. Roxanne Goodrum tells us all about the Maker's Dozen's first anniversary, and we'll finally get more about what they've been up to over the last 12 months.
And we'll be discussing the new Willenhall flag with Callie.
We also have live music, and in the studio, they are Burn Down Rydell. Hello, lads.
Hey. Good evening. Hello.
We've got Charlie, Drew and Ian.
How you doing?
And they're actually sat in that order, which helps. And Roadie Tom, somewhere at the back of the room. Shout hello. Don't wave,
look
it's at audio.
His beautiful face. Yeah. Look at that face.
Yes.
They can't see.
This doesn't, it's probably best they can't. Oh, so, we'll be hearing music from you in a bit, okay?
Smashing.
That is all on the way. But first of all, this week sees three brand new opera productions in Wolverhampton at the Grand Theatre, courtesy of the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Company. Joining us now on the phone, we have their musical director, David Steadman. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well indeed, thank you. We're rather warm backstage at the Grand Theatre at the moment, as you can imagine, but we're surviving.
That's the way. It's fantastic weather, and I had the pleasure of the opening night of the Pirates of Penzance.
It's lovely to be back at the Grand.
It must be, and because you're a local lad, you're from Stourbridge as well, aren't you?
That's right. I grew up in Stourbridge, and all my early theatre going was done in this theatre. So, you know, it's very special to me.
And where better for what is really a bit of Victorian fun and music than a Victorian era theatre?
Oh, I quite agree. And funny enough, the previous two dates on the tour, we've been in more modern theatres, and suddenly last night, everybody breathed a sigh of relief to be in a traditional built theatre that suits the work we're doing. And everybody remarked how everybody just felt better and sounded better. The sight lines are great. We couldn't have had a better start to the week, really.
And the really traditional production as well. The only thing I'd pick you up on from Pirates of Penzance was the inflatable ball that probably wouldn't have been around in Victorian times. But other than that,
indeed,
authentic.
I'll pass it on to the director.
A plastic beach ball would not have been seen back in the 1800s.
It wouldn't. You're quite right.
However, tell us a bit about the music behind all of this, because there was a fantastic orchestra. The vocal performances on stage were all without microphones yet, powerful enough to hear. It was a really good night.
Yeah, we're doing it the traditional way, the way these shows were written, for acoustic orchestra and good singers who don't need microphones. And the thing about the Grand Theatre is it's actually built for acoustic work like this. So it's actually a pleasure for everybody to play and sing here, because that's what the theatre was intended for. And as you probably know, Gilbert and Sullivan have been played in this theatre ever since the operas were written. There were always regular visits by the Doyley Carte Opera Company, which is, you know, how I got introduced to these operas, by watching them in this very theatre.
But not only are you producing these three operas in Wolverhampton, but you've worked on so many things. You've got a vast musical background, and that must be interesting, bringing that into working on some of the older musical operas that are available to do out there. And it must be great bringing them something like this to life.
Well, it is. I mean, I've always loved the Gilbert and Sullivan operas, but of course, you know, when you go into the profession, your career often goes a different way. I spent a long time as production music director for Bill Kenwright, working closely with Andrew Lloyd Webber, which was a different ball game altogether, with the heavy use of microphones and sound equipment. But at the same time, I've always been dipping back into the Gilbert and Sullivan operas, you know, especially with the Doyley Carte Company for long seasons at the Savoy. So I've been very lucky. I've had a wonderful mixture of stuff over the years.
We've still got one more chance to see Pirates of Penzance on Wednesday the 25th, then Thursday and Friday the 27th bring Alanthe to the theatre. Now, this is a story around a fairy.
This is actually it's my favourite of the three, to be honest. It always has been my favourite. It's a wonderful story of fairyland and how fairies invade the Houses of Parliament. It's a love story. It's got all the pomp and circumstance of the Peers Chorus, some great tunes and a string of hit numbers. So, I think anybody who wanted a good night out would certainly enjoy it.
And then Saturday night brings the Mikado. Now, Yes. This is what it's a popular one, isn't it? Everyone knows something from the Mikado, I would assume.
Yeah, it really is the top of the GNS Pops. It's got some very wonderful music, especially in Act One. Act One is very dramatic, very fully scored for the orchestra. And in this production by Simon Buttress, there's a lot of wonderful comedy, which unravels during Act One. And then, of course, Act Two, which is the plot being sorted out, we're very much in the hands of the actors. And they really eat it up. It's always been the sort of more musical comedy of the operas, and people seem to love it.
Well, certainly, but these things seem to have a lot of fun about them, and it is about the music, but unlike some of the jukebox musicals you get these days, these are the original songs, and these are still songs that people know.
Yeah, they are, and the way we perform them, it's still the original vocal scores we use, the original orchestrations, so it's authentic as well, you know.
And I suppose because of the nature of this, we're going to see the same group of people performing each of these three productions, and chance for them to move around to different challenging roles as well.
That's right. I mean, we're very much a repertory company, and obviously for costs, you can't have a different set of principal artists every night. So rather like the old Dorley Cart and Sadler's Wells Opera, we have one set of principals and they do everything, as do the chorus and orchestra, of course.
As long as you're keeping them busy, that's the way we like it. Well, I know I certainly enjoy the Pirates of Penzance. It's going to be two more fantastic productions. Break a leg for all the cast, but if you want to get along down to the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton, we have 7:30 each night. Wednesday sees the Pirates of Penzance, Thursday and Friday Erlanthe, and then Saturday's Mikado is on at 2:30 for the matinee and 7:30 of an evening. Tickets are priced at £17 through £32 with concessions available, and you can call the box office on 01902 429212, or pop along to grandtheatre.co.uk. And I suppose, David, as well, chance for you to meet up with some family whilst you're in town too.
Yes, my sister was here last night, and she's coming back with her husband on Friday and Saturday.
So they're making the most of having somebody they know as part of the production. That's the way we like
That's
it.
That's right.
Well, David Steadman, thank you for joining us, and keep up the good work with the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Company. And
it's been a pleasure.
You have your own website as well.
Oh yes, the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Company has its own website with lots of fascinating information, so I hope people will look into that.
Just Google it and find out more there. David, great speaking to you. Thanks for joining us.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Zoe.
Yes.
Willenhall has a brand new flag. My hometown.
Oh, I have seen that.
Have you? Have you seen it online?
I've seen it, yes.
Oh, I see. You're just going to spoil some of the surprises. I'm going to describe to you. Callie Blunt is here to tell us more about it. Hello.
Hello. Are you all right?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad.
That's good. Now, as part of the willenhallawe.co.uk website...
That's right.
You've run a competition, and I know it's been featured in the Willenhall magazine as well, because Stuart, who looks after that, he and I were having a little natter about you and the fact that all has come together. And you were getting entrants to design a flag for Willenhall from right across the region, and possibly even from Willenhallonians, whatever the correct term for us is, all around the world. How's it all gone, and what's the final result?
We did, yes. It all started back in February. We were just trying to get all the community behind what I thought would be a good idea to get Willenhall back on the map again. It was all to do with the Black Country flag having their own flag. But that covers such a big area, and Willenhall's always sort of forgotten.
And it needs something to fly alongside it, because we are really Black Country, aren't we? Because we've done industry in Willenhall for hundreds of years. So
yeah.
We deserve to be both part of that, but equally to have our bit of the lot-making industry, which was what Willenhall's really known for, recognised in flag format too. And that's kind of what's happened, isn't it? Because the flag itself is actually emblazoned with some keys and locks.
That's right. We had over 70 designs. Children were involved, local communities got involved, and it got shortlisted to 6 designs by a panel of judges. And thereafter, it went to the public vote. The final public vote was in April the 26th. And then we actually launched the flag at Wollongong Carnival, just June the 14th. And Adam Leonard was the winning design. It's made up of 3 colours, which is the colours taken from the coat of arms. Excuse me, which not a lot of people still know, that Wollongong had its own coat of arms.
I didn't realise that.
And then obviously it's got the keys and the locks to represent Wollongong, and the crown is to say that we was the kings, you know, of lock making.
Certainly, when Wollongong products have been sold the world over, I mean, literally for hundreds of years, and the brand names, even if not all of them, if any, are being made in the area still, that it is still the names that you buy. You buy a Yale lock because
right.
of Yale
Union.
From Wollongong,
yep.
yeah.
Yep.
Union, and who else? Chubb we've got, who I know had their buildings in Wolverhampton as well, but they were working close by.
That's right.
Obviously, it's a rich history. Was Legg part of Wollongong as well?
It was, and I think ERA as well.
They've still got their plant in Short Heath, right. so they're still manufacturing there now.
Mm. Yeah. It was basically just to give Wollongong a bit of identification, a bit of local pride again, which it seems to be missing. You know, we're all busy and we tend to forget what we've got on our doorstep.
I didn't know about half of those facts, so I've learnt something new about Wollongong today.
You should go along to the Lock Museum.
Yes.
It is very educational.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say. We've got Locksmith's House, which is now open on a monthly basis. It's the third Saturday every month. It's only £2.50 to go in, and there's a lot of history there. We've got the new bunting up we put up this Saturday, and the next opening is on the 19th. Of July, and it's just about promoting Wollongong really, and just promoting, you know, letting everybody know what we've still got, and just come in and see us still.
And are those flags for sale now? Are they? If people
they
want
are,
to purchase
they
them?
Are. I mean, yeah, the first batch have already gone, so we've got another batch coming in. The £4.50, and the biggest sizes are 5 foot by 3 foot, and they're already being flown around Wollongong. There's quite a few photographs coming in. A lot of the local pubs have taken them, obviously, to replace the England flags.
They came down quite quickly, didn't they, after last week? But there
yeah.
we go.
Yes. And then we've got a big town event coming up as well in July, which is to do with the Black Country Festival. So we'll be flying the two flags side by side. And that's the main thing, really, is to promote both flags.
Oh, I want one now for my area.
So we'll start talking about where she's from. I'm not even really sure where she's from, to be fair. Where are you from? Where do you class yourself as?
I don't know. Well, Wolverhampton, I suppose. But, I mean, my little area of Wolverhampton.
Oh, your little bit.
Ford Houses.
If you want a Ford Houses flag.
Ford Houses.
Have a word with the around the area, see what you can set up. No, but
I think it will take off, though. I think little towns will start having their own bit of identification just so they can promote what they're doing.
And I think it's
good. See, at Ford Houses, there's never signposted as you go out of town either. You've got Pendiford, you've got Bushbury. No Ford Houses, though.
No? Okay.
So if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't be able to get there.
If you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know it was there.
No, see, so we need something.
Okay, well, you start that campaign. We'll stick with the one for Wollongong. Thank you very much.
We're hoping to get it flown as well from outside Wollongong Library. There's some planning applications going in at the moment. And Wollongong is one of those towns which sometimes becomes a bit of a through town. You're either going to Warsaw or you're going to Wolverhampton. People tend not to stop in Wollongong, but hopefully now, you know, people look up and, you know, recognise this is another little town. Let's stop. Let's see what it's about.
We'll have to see if you can get one flown from the top of ye olde toll house as well, because I think that'd be a good place to see one flying, wouldn't it?
That's on the main road
on the way through.
That's right, and that's another place we're sending letters out. And obviously we want all the big supermarkets as well, because they've got their own flags, and just to replace one of them by Wollongong. And again, I think it will take off, and I think other towns will follow suit as well.
Yeah, it'd be great to see on top of Morrison's, because, of course, that's now on the site where Yale used to be, where I, in fact, worked for about 2 months after I did my GCSEs. I worked in the electronics division of Yale for a while. Many years ago. Yeah, but, you know, I did GCSEs, that's what counts. It's all good news, and are people putting their names down on the reserve list, and can they buy through the website, so as soon as they come back in, they'll be shipped out to them?
That's right, and you can contact us through our Facebook page as well, as the same name, which is wollongonglibrary.co.uk. It's just the .co.uk is very important, because that's what we're trading under, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
We will be now officially a recognised community group as well, promoting our hometown, so that's sort of like the next step. And we're just, like I said, just trying to promote events, we're trying to help out local businesses, etc. You know, just let people know what's there. Use the town week, go and get fresh bread, go and get your fresh vegetables, go and use the local butchers. as much as we all love Morrison's and Tesco's, it's not going to keep the little independent shops going.
No, there's room for both things, aren't there, really? Exactly. But buy what you want to in town. I mean, it's quite nice that Willing Hall isn't just charity shops. There are still shops in the middle, and whether you're supporting one or you, even if you're looking for a mobile phone, you've got a small independent retailer there doing as well, haven't you?
Yeah, people got this image of always all charity shops. Yes, there is charity shops, and yes, people do use them, but there's a lot of cafes there as well now. A lot of people coming, starting to come out, you know, meeting up, chatting, things like that, and that's what I think is missing in a lot of communities now. We're too busy with our own little lives, and we're all behind, you know, the keyboards and things. It's time to get back out again, start talking to people, see what's on your doorstep, start using community centres, you know. There's nothing worse than people say, there's nothing on, there's nothing to do, there's lots going on, you've just got to open your eyes.
You just need to look, don't you? And if you don't use it, it's not going to be there, is it?
Well, that's another term I tend to use it or lose it, yeah. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, it's a town that's been going strong for many years, even with all the competition from the local cities and the like around us.
Yeah.
But it is
good. It's not going to be how it used to be, and we just need to get over that fact now. But it's still a lot better than some places. So let's just make the most of it before it gets into real decline, and then we have got something to worry about.
Yeah, because it is a lovely little town, great town centre, and even the memorial clock in the middle of town just looks absolutely fantastic as well, doesn't it?
And there's a lot of regeneration going on at the moment as well. There's a lot of shops having facelifts as well, so that's making it all, you know, look good as well. Just need to push a few other landlords to follow suit.
Yeah, well, since the upturn that started to happen, hopefully, they'll be in a position to do something like that in the near future. Now, Callie, we're also giving people the chance to win a flag as well, aren't we?
What we're going to do is spot one of the flying flags around Willenhall and send it in.
Yeah, if you can...
A picture,
yeah. What you've got to do is, if you get your photo taken with a flag flying in the background, kind of a flag and you selfie sort of a thing... Then all you need to do is upload it to the Facebook page, Will and All AWE, and then make sure you tag the milk bar on there as well, and me and Zoe in any way you like. And we'll the first one on there, you're going to sort out a prize for, aren't you?
Yeah, they can have a free flag. How about that?
Sounds like a plan to me. That sounds brilliant.
They can buy their own flag. They do need to send you to willandallawe.co.uk. Facebook page.
Yep, look for that and you can be found there. Brilliant.
Yeah, we'll grab a freebie.
Oh, very good. I'll be wandering through Willenhall now looking out for that.
There's a few flying around, but to grab yourself a freebie, that's what you'll need to do.
Kelly, great speaking to you. Keep up
Thank
the good
you very
work
much.
And
Thank
literally
you.
Keep the flag flying. Okay.
Willenhall,
eh? Oh. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think it's time to have some music, Jason.
I think it is too.
My in-store band.
In-store. It's like an in-store bakery, only slightly different. Okay.
And they've got music, instruments and everything.
But yes, what do you say? You're just talking amongst yourselves now.
Sorry.
We've got most of a drum kit, two guitars, we've got an amplifier, which I don't think we're going to use the amplifier, are we?
We might do, actually.
Yeah, that could happen. Okay.
And a roadie as well.
Tom the roadie. Yeah.
Yes.
And Drew, who we've met before, has dragged this lot down here. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Now, last time we were talking to you and your missus all about not only the television shows and the like, but also the old Tattoo Emporium, where, of course, you are working hard.
Always.
Yeah.
Always working hard.
And you're going well down there?
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Got a great team. Just ton of fun every day.
And we have some of your artwork on display as well here, don't we?
Oh yeah.
So talk us through the gallery before we get going on anything else. What have we got?
Well, we've got Ian and his left arm. It's quite beautiful. And his chest.
What cartoon characters aren't they?
Explain what you got.
I'm not taking all my clothes.
Well, you haven't got to take your clothes off. Zoe normally insists on that, but you don't know. Talk us through it. You don't have to display.
An artist that I like called Tom Lewis, mm-hmm. who's quite well known by the independent people.
It's an adaptation of that artwork onto skin, so...
That's cool. And so you've done some work on Tom, who stood in the corner as well.
Yeah, Tom's like a beautiful walking sketchbook.
And in fact, both you and his wife have also done some decorating on there.
I'd say so.
Yeah, so there's plenty... Yeah. It's artwork all around, but there we go.
There's only one that hasn't got any tattoos, look. Are you feeling a little bit left out?
I just want to be independent, you know, and just stand out from the crowd.
Yeah, he's part of the Stay Pink movement.
Yeah.
So they just, you know.
He just gets sunburned, he doesn't need anything else.
I'm quite tanned at the moment.
And quite freckly, but there we go. Anyway, let's get on to talking about a bit about the music. We'll find out more about the band and everything in a bit, but we're going to hear one of your studio tracks first of all, and this is the reason you're here, because when you were in last time, you said, we'll do something, we'll talk about the band at some point.
Yeah.
And that point is now, because on the 20th of July, this is the release of your first single.
Yeah, Fight is coming out, along with the video.
Now, you filmed this down at Telford Ice Rink, didn't you?
Yeah, we got involved with Red Touch Media and Telford Ice Rink, and we got the Telford Tigers down, some spectators, and we used a company called Better Feeling Films, they're good friends of ours, and we did an ice hockey themed video, so it was us versus the Telford Tigers, and it looks fantastic.
Please tell me Charlie plays drums on the ice.
Hell yes.
Oh yes, yeah,
that's
we're all on the ice. We're
that's good. That's the way we like it. Okay, the video will be available later on. The track's available 20th of July,
and yeah, video too, same date.
Yeah, and so tell us where they'll be able to get this from.
iTunes, Amazon, all the usual ones, and of course the video will just be out there on YouTube.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about that in a bit. Let's take a listen to the song. This is Burn Down Rydell and
Fight.
There I stand in the doorway, only lit by the fire spark. I can't be everything that you want, but you knew it from the very start. You
fab, wasn't it?
That was really good. Are you enjoying the band then?
Very good.
You're appreciating it.
You know what I'd like to see though, as well as the video to that, is the outtake video. Is there one where you're falling all over the ice and
there is an outtake?
Funny you should mention. Yeah.
that will be out before the 20th.
Yeah, that's on the way.
That is on the way, and it's a bit behind the scenes, and yeah.
Did anyone actually fall over though? I don't know if they did.
Only ice hockey players.
Yeah.
only the professionals. Yeah. Right, there we are.
Only for, you know, the video, some stunts.
Ah, okay. So right. Explain more about the band then, how you all got going and how long you've been working together. Because it's been a while, hasn't it, I think?
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing music since I left high school and, you know, the usual kind of thing. But when I started tattooing Ian, we got talking, and it turns out he lives around the corner from me. But yeah, we just got talking, and I was like, I'm doing some demos, and do you want to get together? We got together, had listened through the demos. He started putting some bass down, and we were arranging the tracks. And we straight away, it was like, you know, this stuff sounds really good. We need a drummer. And he knew Charlie from sort of back in the metal scene.
Mm-hmm.
And they got on board, and that was it, man. Burn Down Rydell was born, and here we are with you.
And the band name?
Mm.
Yeah, worst childhood memories is being stuck at weddings in the 80s.
Yeah.
And that godforsaken song from Greece, Summer Loving.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I hate that stuff so much. So, if you just burned down the high school.
No song.
Yeah, no, well, that's song. What I thought it was. Perhaps it was your high school burned down at some
point. Yeah, it's Greece.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a fan.
No.
No. So when someone turns up...
like Summer Loving.
That's the one. Summer Loving. I was teaching that to my year seven, so we were all singing it together.
Oh, that must have been great. In honour of Drew's hatred of it. Yeah. Which is
good. I do feel weird today, actually.
The magical power.
I felt
a
disturbance in the force.
It can happen.
Yeah.
So you've got work on the way on an album as well, and you're actually going to play a couple of tunes for us from the album, which is going to be out sometime, again, later on this year?
Possibly. We're going to start up another Kickstarter campaign, which is where you can, you know, fund projects and stuff like that. So we're going to get the single out, the video out, do some shows, and then we're going to hopefully get people on board to help us fund the album,
mm-hmm.
which we've been recording in Wolverhampton, Magic Garden, with Gavin Monaghan and Joe.
Good old Gavin, yep.
Yeah, man. So they're making us sound awesome. So we're happy. No date, but the album is coming.
And it's just a work in progress. How many songs you got written then?
Oh, man, like seven to nine.
Seven and a half.
Yeah, seven and a half.
Still working on a few bits.
Yeah.
And there's live gigging going on as well.
Yeah, we played the first live show. Was that last month?
Yes, at the end of May.
So. End of May. So,
2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, literally, 2 weeks ago. And then that went down a storm. We had a bunch of people come out, which was just great. And that was over in Birmingham, the Actress and Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was good because we've been working on the songs for... so long and working on the recordings.
Yeah.
It was great to actually play them live, finally. And so
just
I was really
felt
looking forward
so
to getting some more.
Everything's been on a high really since then, because we did that show, then the next morning we had 2 days worth of video shooting.
Yeah. With the Telford Tigers.
With the Telford Tigers, which was just...
a bit surreal and fun at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, lots to be out there on the ice and for Red Touch Media to let them out and come and do their thing with us. It's just brilliant.
We got our money's worth, you know, they were working... all day.
Yeah.
They were pretty pooped by the end of it.
But. You've got 3 20 minute periods in ice hockey, mm-hmm. and they were on the ice all day Sunday. So hats off to them.
Yeah.
I couldn't have been on the skates when doing that.
Right, we want to preview the video, okay? Can you sort that one out for us?
Yeah, we'll get you a preview exclusive.
But we won't tell anybody else about it any more than we've said already, okay? It'll be our little secret.
Yeah.
Okay,
between
right.
You and I.
Yes. Are you going to play some more tunes then? Robert, what are we going to hear? What are you going to do live for us?
Yeah, we're going to play a couple of tunes for you. We've got one called Landslide, and we've got a really new one called Open Water.
Right, you get yourself set up and we'll take a listen to Landslide.
Let's do it. It's a landslide on the inside. Time after time, it's the same line. You're seeing this life can be unkind. It's a landslide. You down, I won't let you down. I won't let you down, I won't let you down. Tonight I swear, somewhere we can go. Tonight I swear, somewhere.
something, it's better than nothing. It's yours alone to keep me waiting, me waiting. Time after time is the same life. Something's gotta give this time. Yeah. Tonight I swear, somewhere we can go. Tonight I swear, somewhere we both know. Never was enough, never was enough, I swear. Tonight I swear, somewhere we can go. Never was enough, never was enough, that was never was enough, never was enough. That it was never was enough, never was enough. That it was never was enough, never was enough. That it was not, I swear. Tonight I swear. Tonight I swear. Tonight.
You enjoy that?
Yes, I love
you do
that.
Like your live music, though, don't you? You're no doubt about to tell me, because you do, but there we are. Right, okay, we'll hear more from you in a bit, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. The Maker's Dozen in the middle of Wolverhampton celebrate its first anniversary. And to tell us all about it, Roxanne Goodrum, hello.
Hiya, you all right?
I'm all right, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Apart from being in the wars, but there we go.
We won't mention that.
Yeah, I'm not
that.
Too bad.
That's good. So it's been 12 months since we talked about the launch event.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's been a fantastic year by the sounds of things.
Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. The gallery is just going from strength to strength at the moment, and we've been working really hard to get it off the ground and to get the name out there, really.
So it seems to have gone ever so quick. It seems like only, you know, yesterday you was in here talking about it.
I know, we were saying that the other day, actually, as artists. We were saying, I can't believe that whole year is gone already.
So what have been the highlights then?
Well, the complete highlight was having Horace Panter there last year. He's the bass player of the band, The Specials. That was just a fantastic day, and he agreed to open it for us. So that was just brilliant. But, you know, having people come in and knowing about us as well, you know, a lot more people know where we are now, and they're actually buying our work, which is fantastic. So, yeah, it's just going brilliantly. Mm. And we're having an open day on Saturday, July the 5th. Celebrate the fact that we've been open a year, so everyone's welcome to that. So there'll be wine and cake, and so yeah, everyone's welcome.
Two of Zoe's favourite things there. Over there we go.
You got
Miss Turner here, very interested. I know that much. So and again, it's another opportunity to come down, not only enjoy a bit of a relaxed atmosphere and see some of the work, but also to choose which bits you want to buy as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of artwork on show and for sale in the gallery, and there's work to suit everyone. So that's the brilliant thing about our place, because so many different artists there doing different things, that the work suits everyone, really.
And you know, it's likely to be something unusual as well, isn't it, that not too many other people are going to be able to get hold of.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's all made on site as well, because obviously our studios are there, you know, the Maker's Dozen studios. That's why we called the gallery MD Gallery, because it's linked in with the name of the studios. But on the open day, people can actually come up to the studios as well, so they can have a look at our workplaces and see what we're doing, and It's all so unique, and hardly anyone knew about us, really. So the word's getting out there now, which is fab. Mm-hmm.
So give us a rundown of who you've got there.
Okay, so we've got 13 art studios there, but there's only four of us that are running the gallery. So we've got Simone Kilworth. She does portraits of people, celebrities, and I think she's also doing a project about fairy tales at the moment, so that's quite interesting. That's the project she's got on the go. We've got Loz Taylor. He's a digital artist. He does digital printing, and he looks at the subject of gambling. So you've got like horse racing and dog racing and things like that. And then we've got Belinda Longsden. She does very decorative work. She does decoupage, which is like...
Cutting bits out.
Yes. Yeah, but
sticking them together.
Some of her work is just incredible. The amount of time and effort she puts into layering each of the layers, it's just incredible. So people have to come and see that. And then there's obviously me, Roxanne Goodrum, and I do pet portraits for commissions. But I'm also looking at the horse during the medieval period. So I'm looking at all the armour and the battle scenes and things like that. So it's quite different. so that's the rundown of all of us there.
Mm. And do the other artists come and go? I mean, is it likely that there's different artists here there now than what was there when you first started last year?
I think they're the same. Yeah, we've got the same ones in there. Some of them just... opt to do their own thing, really. It's just us lot of who've decided to set this up and make a go of it and for the gallery to act as a little outlet for our work, because you know we do that much work and it's just stored in our studio, so you know what better way to convert our old office into a gallery and get our work out there.
Don't blame you. Well, congratulations on the first anniversary.
Thank you.
Give us the full details of the event again and the timings.
Yeah, oh, it's Saturday the 5th of July and it's from 12 till 5. We've got our website here as well if you wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.mdgallery.info and all of our profiles are on there and all the information.
Yeah. Or just turn up, pretty much.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah, if you just come up, we're situated in the courtyard at the back of Wolverhampton Art Gallery, and all you have to do is press the doorbell and we'll come running down and we'll let you in that way.
Yeah, so get there early if they want the wine and cake.
Obviously on the day we'll have it all open.
It'll be open up, but yeah. Yeah. But you can turn up pretty much during normal working hours because you are normal working artists.
Yes. There's at least one of us there because some of us have got part-time jobs still, but there's at least one of us there on site virtually every day now, so... Yes, it's good.
Roxanne, good to talk to you as ever, and we look forward to the event. I'll try and get there. I think I was hanging around somewhere nearby last year and didn't quite make it in on the day because you were so busy. Yeah, and I'm shy.
Yeah, you'll have to definitely come this year.
I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Brilliant speaking to you. Thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to the 20th anniversary as well. Okay.
Oh yes, definitely.
Ooh, Harold will be retired by then.
Let's not go there. Let's not even think about that. I'll see you soon, though. Cheers.
All right, bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Time for some more music, Jason.
Yeah, Bird and Rydell are still here with us. Charlie,
they
Drew.
Need waking up, don't they?
I was going to say their names. Let me say their names first. Charlie, Drew and Ian. He's quite happy. He's just there playing with the guitar at the minute. He's fiddling with things. But so we've got another tune to come from you. And what's it about this song? What inspires you in your music and where do you clash your influences coming from?
Yeah, what about you? I can talk from a lyrical standpoint, but what about...
Well, I was thinking about this. We work... very well as a team, and you know, to be fair, you know, we're very lucky that Drew is a fantastic songwriter, but we are able to chip in when we can, and we've got Ian and I both have experience writing as well, so we work very well together as a team.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's about musicality, man. We don't put things in that don't need to be there. We get a song, we get the vibe, and whatever it's about, whether it's a sad song or a happy song, you know, we make sure that we're all on the same page with that, and when you listen to it, you feel that.
I think we know what we're doing. You know, Ian's got the bass parts covered, and you know, I've got drums covered. So we, as long as we've got our own parts sorted, then we just go from there, really. And
Drew's got a hell of a voice.
So. He has got a very he has a wonderful voice.
He's got a hell of a beard as well. Yeah,
he's a hell of a man.
This is the Drew fan club. That's the way we like it. And I've got to say, I've nearly lost it, but thank you for our guitar picks as well. Our
hot
personal.
Pink.
Hot, yeah, they are. That's
like
really good.
Pink.
So are you selling these on the website?
No, these are one of four that are coming out. And if you come to the live shows and collect all four, You're going to get some beautiful free things.
That's cool.
Oh, that sounds good. Can we have all four now, then?
Unfortunately, Hot Pink's all I got right now.
Okay. Well, we'll
soon.
We'll look after those. I'm supposed to be learning to play the guitar, but I think I'm sadly incapable of doing so. So what are you two whispering about?
Nothing.
Okay. We like to talk, you know. We don't get to see each other that often.
Okay, that's fine.
I miss him.
Oh, that's sweet. Right, just get on with it and play some music. What are you going to do this time round?
This is Open Water.
Remember feeling so much better. Everything's getting hard to remember. I want to stimulate the echoes in this empty shell. Want to embrace the cold in this personal hell. Too much too soon. Could have been part of the problem. Part of the problem. Jumping in is how I learned to swim. And if I never got wet, then how the hell would we have met? Up on shore on a floating door. We share the same shoreline. Sometimes it washes over me. Hold out my hand till it touches dry land. These words are buried in a bottle in the sand. If it was up to me, I would be out at sea, treading the darkest water. If it was up to me, I would take my chances, save the last dance for me. Too much to do, could have been part of the problem.
We enjoyed that. So what was it about? Go on. We were paying attention to the words, but how do you describe what that's about?
Is it when you?
It's quite personal. They all are, really.
Yeah.
About transitions in life and about love and hate and, you know, a lot of things that a lot of people can understand and relate to. This song kind of feels like it's split into two almost. It's two very different parts of my life in one track.
So it's very, very personal.
It was very personal, that's all he's going on to. Yeah. Well, we enjoyed it nonetheless, and you'll be able to hear that on the album in its studio version as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So we'll say goodbye to you before we throw you back out on the streets, but thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Shortly, we are going to be having a fantastic vintage garden party on the 28th of June at the Bantock Park. And on the line to tell us more about that, we have Helen Statham.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So if you have Saturday the 28th of June, all gets going 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. A 1940s style singer, a vintage garden party, 30 stalls, tea and biscuits. What else is going on? Because it sounds absolutely fantastic.
Oh, there's lots going on. You're right. There's actually more than 30 stalls are going to be spread out around the grounds and in the buildings there, the tractor shed in the courtyard. There's going to be lovely voices singing fabulous 1940s songs, as you said. There's going to be children's activities. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be vintage vehicles. There's going to be vintage swing boat rides. It's all very vintage. Vintage teas, strawberry afternoon teas. It's going to be a lovely sunny day, we hope.
I was going to say, I would imagine it will going be. On.
Yeah. And to make it even better, it's actually free to get in as well, isn't it?
It is, yes, it's free to get in. There's, I say, lots of stalls where you can buy lots of things, but the entrance is going to be free.
Can people still go around the house as well? So it's like an all...
Oh, yes, yeah. The house will be open from 11 till 5 as normal, and people can go around and do the normal activities. They can take their children to look at the nursery where they can play with the vintage toys. It's quite the word of the moment. and they can look around the exhibitions. We've got a temporary exhibition about steel jewellery at the moment, which was all made in Wolverhampton, which is very interesting, right from the Georgian period. So that's something a lot of people aren't aware of. But yes, it should be a really good day with lots of things going on.
There's going to be lots to do. And I presume if people want to bring their own picnics and things like that, can they do that and eat it in the grounds?
Yes, they can do. Yes. I mean, the cafe will be open, and there's a lovely courtyard area where the tables will be outside from there. But people are free to bring their own picnics to sit in the grounds with. Yes, certainly.
And as curator of the Bantock House Museum, it must be great for you being able to share all the exhibits that you've got down there. But I mean, this isn't just the be all end all of it, because you're open, you know, with many other events taking place throughout the summer.
Yes, we do. We, as you say, the museum itself is open every day of the week apart from Mondays, and we do open on bank holiday Mondays. But yeah, we do have a programme of activities and events throughout the summer. This is our first big event, but then the following month, 26th of July, we've got another big family fun event called One for All. And then into September, we have our... what's normally a 1940s weekend, it's going to be a World War weekend this year on the 6th and 7th of September, because we're commemorating the First World War as well this year. But there's lots of children's activities throughout the summer, workshops, storytelling all throughout the summer holidays, as well as our regular monthly lunchtime talks, first Tuesday of the month. So there's, lots of things going on.
And the website, if people want to find out more, is via the council pages, I'm guessing?
Yes, you can go to the council pages, or you can go to wolverhamptonart.com/Bantock House, and you'll find us there as well.
Brilliant. The main event, though, make sure you get down there for that free event, the Vintage Garden Party, taking place on Saturday, the 28th of June, 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. And it sounds like it's going to be a really good time to be had by one and all.
Well, I hope so. Just pray for sunshine.
Fingers crossed. Helen, have a great time. We look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank
Bye.
Bye.
So that's it from us this week.
Yes, another one done.
Yep, and we'll say goodbye to the band. Burndown Rydell, give us the web details and where you can be found, etc. online.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, it's just .com/Burndown Rydell, Twitter, just Burn Rydell, and Instagram, which we spend a lot of time on, and that's Burndown Rydell.
Simple as that.
Put it into Google.
Simple as that.
Yep.
Let's connect. Let's do this.
Can I just ask Ian before we go? How is your hair quite hard?
Right.
It looks quite slick.
I think we need to explain at this point. It's like it's not. If you were to have a Mohican and have it about four times as wide as a Mohican without being so pointy and slick back, that's what it would be. Is that a fair description?
It really was nice. A Mohican before I slicked it back. So
yeah.
Yes,
yeah. So I did quite well there.
Yeah, that was
very well done.
That was there.
That was, yeah.
And.
It's a mature Mohican.
I think what Zoe's saying is, can she touch your hair? Yeah.
You can touch it if you want.
That's quite nice.
Vague hair texture. Yeah.
It's somewhere in between.
Yeah. It does look like it could be alive.
No, it looks very professionally done.
I use seven different shampoos. You know.
It's very well maintained, clearly. Well, on that note, we shall say goodbye. She finds an excuse to touch the band, whatever happened. So we'll be back next week with more weirdness and more of what's going on around Wolverhampton. Thanks again for joining us. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.